Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost podcast, the audio version of the Josh Meister's Lost blog, which you can find at thelostmeister.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain spoilers. Tuesday, October 10th, 2006. Alvar Hanso vows foundation restructuring, Middlework still has virus. Perhaps the Lost experience isn't over yet, after all. The HansoFoundation.org was recently updated again. The main page now contains an editorial written by Alvar Hanso explaining that the Hanso Foundation will undergo major restructuring in the wake of the summer's events. Apparently, the corrupt Thomas Werner Middlework has been fired, and Hanso himself has regained control of his company and its future. Middlework, however, taking a cue from Persephone, has apparently hacked into the site and hidden some menacing remarks. Click on the word humanity at the end of the third paragraph, and Middlework's face appears, and his voice is heard in an audio loop saying, "You've taken a battle, but that's all it was, a battle. Humanity needs me, now more than ever. I have the virus, I have the will, and I will not fail." Will the Lost experience continue next summer? Thursday, October 12th, 2006. New Hurley quote, "Whoa, dude, the hatch blew off your underwear." In the preview for next week's episode, there was a great Hurley quote. Hurley sees Desmond walking around in the jungle in the nude and says to him, "Whoa, dude, the hatch blew off your underwear." I thought this line was so hilarious it deserves to be on a t-shirt, so now it is. You can find a link to this shirt and, of course, boxers and other items on the Josh Meister's Lost blog. Saturday, October 14th, 2006. Glass Ballerina commentary and further instructions spoilers. In the Glass Ballerina, Ben remarks to Juliet, "You never made soup for me," after Juliet brings soup to Jack. This seems to be further evidence of a past relationship between Ben and Juliet. The scene in which Ben hears that Saeed has a sailboat is rather interesting. Colleen, a new other, says to Ben that an other named Ryan saw Saeed find the, quote, "decoy village," end quote, and Ben says that that's what they wanted. Colleen says that Ryan followed Saeed and saw him with the boat. Ben is obviously distressed, but Juliet brushes it off, saying, "Sailing in circles will keep them busy." Colleen retorts, "They could find us," which is strange because, as we saw in the season premiere, the other's village is inland, on the island. Maybe Colleen meant that the Flight 815 survivors could find another of the other's bases, perhaps on a nearby island. After all, we learned from the Pearl Station's orientation video that the Pala Ferry leads to the barracks. Ben's surprise at hearing that Saeed has a boat indicates that the others probably didn't know that Kelvin had repaired Desmond's boat. This seems a bit odd, since it had been anchored in one of the island's coves for 3 years. However, if this theory is correct, then it seems to confirm that Desmond's hatchmate Kelvin was not working with the others, contrary to some fans' speculations. We now know that Sun has been in bed with Jay Lee, making Jay a possible candidate for being the father of Sun's baby. However, based on when Sun's morning sickness began and other factors, it is still likely that she became pregnant on the island and that the baby is Jin's. Refer to Lostpedia's correlation of possible dates and pregnancy facts. We find out that Carl is a friend of Alex through Alex's candid conversation with Kate. On the official Lost podcast, executive producer Damon Lindelof revealed that Carl, quote, "is legitimately an other who is legitimately trying to escape and has been legitimately beaten up, but the reasons why are yet to be discovered." I would say that you'll have a very good idea about who Carl is and why he was caged by the end of the sixth episode, end quote. Another revelation from the official Lost podcast was that, quote, "there are others in other places," end quote, than the Hydra station. Later, as the others board the boat and Sun finds herself trapped, Colleen and Sun meet, and Sun threatens to shoot Colleen if she approaches. Colleen says, "I know you, Sunwa Kwan, and I know you're not a killer. But despite what you may think, I'm not the enemy. We are not the enemy. But if you shoot me, that's exactly what we'll become." Sun shoots Colleen, but we do not see her die. Ben tells Jack, I want you to change your perspective. He then reveals to Jack that his full name is Benjamin Linus, and that he has lived on the island all his life. Ben then tells Jack, if you cooperate, we send you home. Jack asks, if you could leave this island, why would you still be here? To which Ben replies mystically, yes, Jack, why would we be here? Implying once again that the others think they're the good guys and have some special purpose to fulfill. Jack is then shown the Red Sox winning the World Series, which leaves him awestruck, and proves beyond the shadow of a doubt, in my opinion at least, that the others have very good connections with the outside world. And Ben tells Jack, if you listen to me, if you trust me, if you do what I tell you, when the time comes, I'll take you there. I will take you home. It has been rumored that the others would try to convert one of the Flight 815 survivors, and now we know that they want Jack to do their bidding. Spoiler. Jack will most likely have to prove his loyalty to the others by performing surgery on Colleen in an upcoming episode. In the preview for next week's episode, Further Instructions, it appears that the monster will chase Locke and Charlie. Desmond will be walking nude in the forest and cross paths with Hurley, who is presumably on his way back from the Paula Ferry. Claire and Charlie will be seen together. Locke says, I'm going to save Mr. Echo's life, and Echo appears to be dragged away sharply by someone or something strong. From an ABC press release, the fates of Locke, Echo, and Desmond are revealed after the implosion of the hatch, while Hurley returns to the beach camp to tell the tale of what happened when he, Jack, Kate, and Sawyer encountered the others. Meanwhile, Charlie is shocked to find Nikki and Paolo, Flight 815 survivors we haven't seen before, in Jack's tent, reportedly getting frisky. Guest starring are Kayleigh Sanchez as Nikki, Rodrigo Santoro as Paolo, Ian Somerhalder as Boone, who will apparently appear in a dream sequence, Justin Chatwin, who played Robbie in the 2005 movie War of the Worlds, as Eddie, possibly a friend or relative of John Locke, Chris Mulkey as Mike, Virginia Morris as Jan, Joel Himmelhawk as Sheriff, and Dion Donahue as Kim. Monday, October 16th, 2006. More notes about the Glass Ballerina. Some callers to the Lost Casts podcast and to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack had some interesting comments that I thought were worth repeating. Some believe that rather than Ben once being Juliet's love interest, that he may have instead been her prisoner, citing the same line, you never made soup for me, as evidence. There's a lot of speculation going around that Jay Lee did not commit suicide, as many assumed after seeing the pearls in Jay's hand, but rather that someone pushed him out the window. Some say that the position of Jay's body indicates that he either was pushed or fell out the window rather than that he jumped. Those who believe that Sun might be the killer cite the following as evidence. First, Sun did not accuse her father at Jay's funeral of being responsible for Jay's death. Second, Colleen tells Sun that she's not a killer, but Sun shoots Colleen with little hesitation or visible remorse, which may be a hint that Colleen was mistaken and that Sun had in fact killed before. Various fans have posed that the others might not have any real connections to the outside world other than television signals that they're able to intercept. They posit that the Red Sox game could have easily been recorded from the TV, and that the details about Jack's life that Juliet shared with him could have been televised after the plane's disappearance in memory of the presumed deceased passengers. When Juliet told Jack that Sarah was happy, she could have been simply making it up. What doesn't fit about this theory, however, is that a television report about Jack would probably not have included any details about Jack's divorce. One thing that hasn't been discussed much thus far is Ben's revelation that Saeed's finding of the decoy village was what they wanted. Why would they want Saeed to discover that the others' village and the Dharma door were fake? And now that we think we know that the others are no longer affiliated with Dharma, it begs the question, why did they design the Dharma station facade anyway? If you have an interesting theory about this, please post your comment on the blog. You might as well face it, you're a Lost fanatic. Show off your fanaticism with a Lost Fanatic shirt, hat, or mug. Just click on the Lost Fanatic link on the blog. Thanks for listening. Please check out the Josh Meister's Lost blog for links related to this podcast. The address again is The Lost Meister, that's thelostmeister.blogspot.com. Thank you, and namaste.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcasts.blogspot.com.